And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We start in Connecticut, where lawmakers have gifted Planned Parenthood $800,000 in taxpayers' money to stockpile abortion pills. Yeah, that's the modern-day equivalent of building an arsenal against future life. The abortion giant didn't even try to hide their actions, with their vice president openly declaring that the funds will primarily purchase mifepristone. The Family Institute of Connecticut called out the backroom deal, noting Democrats bypassed public input entirely through a quote-unquote emergency procedure. Meanwhile, President Trump asked HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. to investigate the dangers of these drugs. And it just makes you wonder how many more unborn lives are going to be sacrificed at the altar of reproductive rights. In South Carolina, the legislature is weighing the Human Life Protection Act after hours of testimony this week. Dr. Peter Blyer took the stand and cut through all of the noise by saying very clearly, "My patients are human beings created by God, and the physician has a moral obligation to care for two patients simultaneously." The state currently protects babies with detectable heartbeats around 6 weeks, and the lawyers of Planned Parenthood are working overtime to push the boundary. But my question is, if it's just a clump of cells, why does it have a beating heart that requires silencing? Well, the cruel reality of gender ideology policies has manifested in Canada's prison system, where a convicted pedophile stands accused of sexually assaulting female inmates. This guy's repeated criminal history spans back to 1989, yet Justin Trudeau welcomed him with open arms to a female prison with nothing more than a self-declaration. One of his victims' heartbreaking question still lingers. Why don't my rights matter? Yeah, the progressive hierarchy of victims has spoken. Biological women rank below men who claim womanhood, even when those men have histories of preying on females. And California high school sports witnessed another biological reality check as a male athlete competing against girls won the triple jump by an 8-foot margin. He also swept through high jump and long jump competitions, leaving female athletes in the dust. Of course he did. He's a guy. And the administrators, well, they applauded this inclusion. And across the pond, a Welsh special needs school serving autistic children quickly erased its social media footprint after unveiling what observers dubbed a genderqueer brainwashing dungeon, a sensory room targeting already vulnerable children. And it reveals the predatory nature of the ideology. And when you've got adults scrambling to delete the evidence of their actions, that tells you pretty much all you need to know. If there is nothing wrong with it, why are you deleting it? That wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.